Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Monday, May 15th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Record high U.S. job satisfaction amid a labor market's settling down period. And MSPs eye Intune for endpoint management and cyber warranty firm Cork launches. This is the Business of Tech. Let's start the week with some good news. People seem to like their jobs. The Conference Board has released data showing that 62.3% of U.S. workers are satisfied with their job as of November 2022, the highest share since the Business Research Organization started the survey in 1987. That number was 54% in 2021. Why? Mainly due to hybrid work arrangements, job flexibility, and the tight labor market that has allowed people to leave jobs they hate for jobs they like, or at least hate less. Now, there's a gender component here. Women were less satisfied overall than men in the 26 categories surveyed, including leave policies, promotions, and culture. The most significant gap was in job security. 68.7% of men felt satisfied with job security, compared with 61.8% of women. ADP calls the current landscape the big stay, or perhaps the labor market's settling down period. March's quit rate was 2.5%, less than the 2.9% a year prior, and monthly job openings are shrinking. Quote, the Great Recession, as it came to be known, was fueled by abundant job opportunities, labor shortages, and big pay increases for workers who quit one job to take another, ADP wrote. A year later, all three of these dynamics are abating, and the Great Resignation itself is looking like a thing of the past. End quote. I'll note some data I did already cover in this context. 79% of workers recently hired after a tech company layoff or termination landed their new job within 3 months of starting their search. And a skills shortage is still in there for tech. Gartner confirmed it in a study last year, with 86% of CIOs saying they were experiencing more competition for qualified candidates, and 73% worried about IT talent attrition. The new element to add is an insider piece called The Forever Labor Shortage. Here's the passage to line up your interest. Quote, despite all the talk of how no one wants to work anymore, there's actually a higher share of 25 to 54-year-olds with a job today than before the pandemic. And the shortage is just getting started. The Congressional Budget Office projects the potential labor force to expand by a mere 3.6% between 2022 and 2031, one-eighth of the pace in the 1970s. Over the following decade, that growth is projected to slow even more to 2.9%. That means employers face decades of an essentially stagnant labor pool. The article continues, projecting what's to come as higher salaries, better benefits and working conditions, and an expansion of whom employers hire. Why do we care? Don't believe all the hype about the death of remote work. Not in that landscape. I didn't even dive into the growing four-day work week story again. How much is this story a non-story? The budget office's projections offering decades of a stagnant labor pool is an excellent way of saying this is just how it is. Thus, is it even a story if these are the conditions of business? It seems unwise to be entirely dismissive of the dynamics listed. Job satisfaction, quit rates, and unemployment impact the ability to conduct business and address customers' needs. But if they're a constant too, how much do they matter? I'm not sure I have a great answer, and this is distinctly a time I'd love to hear from listeners. I have a couple of good MSP-focused stories I have to get into. Rich Freeman over on Channelholic spoke with Nerdio and their CEO, who's been on this show too, who said, quote, at some point, there may be a situation where an MSP doesn't need an RMM to manage endpoints. His thesis, you can do endpoint management with Intune more easily, securely, and cheaply. And the tipping point to come is when SMBs stop buying PCs and go all in on virtual desktops or bring your own devices. That's one or two refresh cycles or 3 to 6 years. While we're talking predictions, I want to note another of my 2023 ones. Austin McCord is back in the MSP channel, launching Cork today. Along with former Datto Chief Digital Officer Carlson Choi, Cork is a cyber warranty company that takes the complexity out of cyber insurance by automatically scanning critical infrastructure to reduce risk and offer near-instant financial coverage. The channel is generally optimistic, too, per CompTIA's State of the Channel. Two-thirds of respondents said their profitability generally increased over the past 2 years, mainly in business consulting, IT consulting, and managed services. Finally, a tactical one, NIST has published updates to federal guidelines for protecting sensitive, unclassified information, which include removing ambiguity and defining parameters in implementing cybersecurity protocols, increasing flexibility in selected security requirements, and assisting organizations in mitigating risk. Why do we care? Nerdio's comments are just one more piece of evidence on a pile. This isn't the first time it's been said, and it's a position I also hold. I'm less convinced virtual desktops are the end solution. I'm more interested in SaaS and accessing data in the cloud, but that's the specifics of implementation. Austin McCord's re-entry is something of a non-event, to be fair. The prediction is obvious when it happens. I think the only reason to care is to note that it's somewhat unusual for a board member to speak to the press about a company. Yet that's ultimately also not that important. Prospects are asking about security earlier in the buying cycle. MSPs and their clients need a way to get compliant that is faster and takes less employee investment. With SecureFrame, you can get compliant in weeks, not months, so that you can focus on growing your business. SecureFrame makes it fast and easy to get SOC 2, ISO 27001, HIPAA, PCI, and GDPR compliant. With guided workflows and one-click integrations, the entire process is automated and backed by a support team of industry experts. Get you and your clients compliant fast with SecureFrame. Schedule a demo, and listeners get 20% off today with a link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Today, National Chocolate Chip Day. So I'm in search of some cookies. I will talk to you again and would love to hear from listener on some of the stories of today. Get in touch with me on social media or dave@mspradio.com. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate. Pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.